Child, heart of Madhava, Kunyabihari. Kunyabihari. Child, Radha Madhava, Kunyabihari. Dana balaba yidibaru dhari Gopi dana balaba yidibaru dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Jamuna Tera Panachyade Tera Manachyade Jai Hurad Humad Va Kunyabihare Jai Hurad Humad Va Kunyabihare Gopi Jana Balaba Giribaru Dhaute Gopi Jana Balaba Giribada Kavati Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Panachyade Yamuna Tera Panachyade Jayarara Madhuva Kunyabihare Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parvatikacharya Alsa Teda Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalana Rakhagananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrind Gajai Namacharya Srila Huilas Thakur Gajai Friends say, go. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivedanta Gajai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikopadasayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gijai Vrindavanam Gijai Maturidam Gijai Jagadathasami Gajai Yamuna Bhai Gajai Shivadiglasi Devi Gajai Samaveda Bhakta Vrind Gajai Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Om. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Prasyaja Dejitarni. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 38th Chapter, Text 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yasya kila miva abhihi sumangalai vacho vimishra guna karma janmavi prananti shumhanti punanti vai jagat yash tad viraktaha shava shovana mataha yasya kilam eva habi sumangale yasya sumangale pachovi mishra guna karma janma vi pranti shumbanti punanti vai jagat yastad virata shava shomana mataha yasya kilamiva bisumangalai Vacho vimishra guna karma janma vehi. Pranandi shumbanti punanti vai jagat. Yastad virakta shavasovana mataha. Yasya kila miva abhi sumangalai Vacho vimishra guna karma janma vi Prananti shumbanti pananti vai jagat Yastad virakta shavashovana mata Yasya abhuma akila all Ameva sins. Habi, which destroy. Sumangalai, most auspicious. Vachaha, words. Vimishraha, joined. Guna, with the qualities. Karma, activities. Janmavihi, and incarnations. Pananti, they give life. Shumbanti, make beautiful. Punanti, and purify. Vai, indeed. Jagat, the entire universe. Yaha, which words? Tat, of these. Viraktaha, devoid. Shava, of a corpse. Shobanaha, like the decorating. Mataha, considered. So, translation, All sins are destroyed and all good fortune is created by the Supreme Lord's qualities, activities, and appearances, and the words and words that describe these three things animate, beautify, and purify the world. On the other hand, words bereft of his glories are like the decorations on a corpse. What a contrast. You got the positive side, and then we're going to be talking about that. So please repeat, all sins are destroyed, and all good fortune is created by the Supreme Lord's qualities, activities, and appearances. And words that describe these three things animate, beautify, and purify the world. On the other hand, words bereft of his glories are like the decorations on a corpse. So, purport by the followers of his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Sridhar Swami brings up the following possible objection. How can one who is devoid of ordinary ego, who is fully self-satisfied, engage in pastimes? The answer is given here. Lord Krishna acts on the pure spiritual platform for the pleasure of his loving devotees, not for any kind of mundane gratification. So we're going to go through the other commentaries in a second. I just want to comment on that. So, yashakila miva havi sumangalai vacho mimishra guna karma janmavi pananti shumbanti pananti vai jagat yastad viraktas shava shovana mataha. So, omagana chumananda sha gananjana shilakaya chakshuram meditam yena tasmai shigarami namaha. First, I'm just going to comment on the commentary written by Srila Prabhupada's followers. It's very interesting, because yesterday the discussion was about ahankara. So ahankara basically means false ego. But there is a conception of ego that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has. Generally, when we talk to people who are impersonalists, they say, what, you got to give up ego? Give up all ego. But there's a sense of self that the Lord has. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna actually speaks about himself. What does he say? Aham sarvasya prabhu matak sarvam pravarte. Aham adi hi devanam. You should manmana bhavamad. All these personal pronouns, isn't it? So he actually speaks about himself, so he has a conception of himself. And of course, that conception of himself is not based upon exploitation. It's not based upon him feeling some superiority complex, but it's based upon his desire to engage in loving exchanges. And his desire to engage in loving exchanges is, according to Sridhar Swami in the commentary here, is for the pleasure, loving exchanges mean for the pleasure of his devotees. So there's a sort of oneness there. And there's also difference. There's a oneness, you know, chincha, beta, tattva, inconceivable oneness and difference. So he's thinking of the pleasure of his devotees. And the devotees are thinking of the pleasure of Krishna. Some devotees are thinking they belong to Krishna. That's their conception of themselves. And other devotees are thinking, what? Krishna belongs to me. So there's all sorts of different concepts of oneself in relationship to the Supreme Lord, and there's concepts that the Lord has in relationship with his devotees. So I just wanted to address that. Now we're going to read the commentaries by the Acharyas, and actually I just want to mention one thing in regard to this verse. The first part of the verse talks about how the Supreme Personality of God, his qualities, activities, and appearances and words that describe these things are auspicious. And that reminds me of Srila Prabhupada's, one of the verses in the Bhagavatam that Prabhupada would quote quite often, Tadvag Visargo Janataka Viplavo Yasmin Pratislokam Abhadavachapina Mananantasha Yasho Nikitani Yat Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Yat Sadabaha. And the, let me read the translation for that, direct translation. The translation of that is, that literature which is full of the descriptions, and this is one of Prabhupada's favorite verses, of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, form, pastimes, etc., of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of a misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, and this is what Prabhupada made reference to, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So Prabhupada was making reference to that because some of his English was not according to, you know, material perspective, according to, you know, the rules and regulations of English. Some of his English was not actually perfect, you know, there's grammatical mistakes. But those first books that Srila Prabhupada published kickstarted, hate to use that word, kickstarted the Krishna consciousness movement. Yeah. I mean, the purity of those books. And the interesting thing is the words coming from the pure devotee. And that's why it's very important to hear Krishna Katha from a pure devotee have, according to his divine grace Srila Prabhupada in the Vedic literatures, the saffron dust particles of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why when Srila Prabhupada was giving class or darshan in a foreign language like Bengali or Hindi or something like that, and the devotees just wanted to walk out, Prabhupada said, stay here and listen. Because even if you don't understand with your mundane intellectual capacity, that sound vibration will actually purify you. And of course, Lord Kapiladev talks about this in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Satam prasangam mama virya samvado bhavanti rit karna rasayana kata tajoshanat ashu upavarga vartmani shrida vatir bhakti anukramishati. The transcendental sound vibration spoken by the pure devotee. Let me reiterate that. A pure devotee, because we're not supposed to hear from those who are not Krishna conscious. Vaishnava makod girnam putam harikatam natam shavadanaiva kartavyam sarpochisti atapyam. That, it's like taking milk touched by the lips of a serpent. So that sound vibration, satam prasangam, in the association of pure devotees, mama virya samvida, Krishna's heroic activities. It's interesting, the word virya. Samvada, those talks, Bhavanti Ritkarna will enter from the ear to the heart. Prabhupada described that there is actually a channel between the ear and the heart. Just like the other day, I was listening to class here in the temple, and a devotee was explaining that when they hear some mundane music, it can affect them for 2 weeks at a time. Remember that? 2 weeks, it just keeps playing back and forth in their brains. Oh, well, that's also because of karnam gunasangasya sadasa jana jonishu. By association with modes of nature, because sound vibration has certain modes of nature. And that's why we have to be very careful with our hearing process, also seeing process, but hearing is the most important. Hearing and chanting, shravanam, kirtanam, those are the first two processes in the Navabhakti processes. And hearing, or the other processes of devotional service, are dependent upon hearing. If you don't hear, you can't execute any of the other processes properly. How can you chant? How can you remember? How can you serve? How can you serve the lotus feet? And ultimately, last one, Atmanivedanam, how can you surrender everything if you don't know what to do? So, shru shru shro shradananasya vasadeva gata ruchi, shan mahat sevaya vipra punya tirta nashevana. It's extremely important to hear, and extremely important to hear from the right person. And then, bhavanti vritkarna rasayana kata, that's medicinal. Rasayana kata, like Ayurvedic medicine, sometimes Brahmi Rasayana, Jiva Rasayana. I remember one time I went to an Ayurvedic doctor and he gave me some Jiva Rasayana and I felt a lot better. And he gave me some Brahmi Rasayana, I was able to remember things better. So Rasayana Kata. And then, so Joshin Dasu Apavarga Vartmani Shradavratiya Bhakti Anukramisati. One can proceed on the path of devotional service, and that's auspicious. Okay, so now we're going to read the commentaries of the Acharyas. First of all, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He states, glorification of the Lord delivers the world. That's why we have our Harinam, book distribution, everything like that. Topics of the Lord's birth, qualities, and activities composed poetically, which destroy the sins of all people, give life to the reciter and listener, endow the person with good qualities, such as mercy and freedom from illusion, and purify the person, freeing him from the fault of ignorance. On the other hand, those words, though decorated with ornaments and qualities, if devoid of the Lord's qualities, activities, and birth, are simply like the dead body with ornaments. So that's a paraphrasing of the verse. And there's, in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we're going to be reading some verses that actually state things in different ways about the same point, that words that don't glorify Krishna are like decorations on the dead body. There's many, actually, verses in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that describe this, and I have a list of them in a second. So Jiva Goswami states, having stated that realizing Paramatma is difficult, Akrura now criticizes materialists who do accept the Lord who appears as various Leela avatars for creating auspiciousness, even though he is easily attained. We do not accept the Lord, actually. Words which describe Vimishrita, the Lord's qualities, activities, and birth, give life to the universe. Without those words, one is dead like a bellows. And that's, again, from that same chapter, 2:3:18 in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a whole list of these different verses which actually denigrate hearing mundane sound vibration, or denigrate not hearing the pastimes, activities, and qualities of the Lord. Just by relationship with those words, first make life fruitful. Then the words produce beauty in that person by revelation of the Lord's qualities. And here's famous verse, Prabhupada oftentimes quotes, about how if one has devotion, one develops all good qualities. Yashasti bhakti raghavati kinjana saragunash tatra samashati sura haravavata shikato mahadgana manavrate nasati davate davato bahi. And that verse, of course, they don't give the translation here, is one who has devotion for the Supreme, I'm paraphrasing, all the good qualities of the demigods or the saintly qualities develop in one. And one who is not, Abhaktasha, Mahadguna, he does not have good qualities. He's hovering on the mental platform. Manau Retena, that means the chariot of the mind. In other words, sometimes apparently someone who's not a devotee may exhibit some good qualities, but those good qualities are coming through or because of his association with the mode of goodness at that particular time. And as Bhagavad Gita describes, the modes of nature are a continual flux. Sometimes the mode of goodness becomes prominent, defeating ignorance and passion, and then sometimes ignorance becomes prominent. And in this way, they're continually changing. It's like a light that changes colors continually. So the devatas constantly dwell with all good qualities in that person who has pure bhakti for the Lord. There are no good qualities for the non-devotee who chases after temporary material objects with a desire for material pleasure. That's from the fifth canto, of course. Then the words purify everyone by destruction of bad desires, including the desire for liberation. People develop the qualities of those words. That's an interesting statement. People develop, when chanting and hearing about Krishna, you develop the same qualities of those words, which are spiritual. The words purify the universe. This indicates no qualification is necessary. Anyone becomes purified. Even inanimate objects, I'm not speaking from this right now, but just from what Haridas Thakur stated to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that even inanimate entities, such as trees and creepers and everything like that, become purified by hearing the holy name. In fact, Haridas Thakur stated that the echo is actually the chanting of these inanimate living entities. Wow. Yeah. It's the chanting. Like when you hear some reverberation. It may not be like a very prominent echo, but there is a bouncing off. In other words, whenever you, even this piece of wood, which is not a living entity, I hope not, if I say something, then the sound vibration actually bounces off this piece of wood. And sometimes people want to spy on others. They actually focus some sort of laser beam on a window of that person's house, because the window actually vibrates. We had someone do that with our GBC meeting. Yeah, they actually did that. And they actually knew what we had said before we walked out of the room. Yeah. So that's, anyways, a little scientific fact. When you speak, different things vibrate. When there's some sound vibration, different things vibrate. You could look that up. This happens because of the nature of the qualities, actions, and birth of the Lord. They are all auspicious, destroying suffering and bestowing all the best qualities and destroy all sins. Words completely devoid of the Lord's topics, Virat, are like corpses, even though they may be ornamented. The corpse is useless, unable to give life to another being, since it cannot produce sons. Without any beauty, since its very condition is so miserable and completely impure by its nature, unable to purify others. Shridhar Swami accepts this version with Vivrataha instead of Vivriktaha. This is a common version. This means attached to material things. Shridhar Swami explains that the Lord gives mercy to others, not the Atmaramas, so they can see the pastimes. In other words, people think they're satisfied with this material world. With that in mind, Akura speaks this verse. Though Krishna appeared in that particular manner because he was attached to the people of Braja, because of their special prema, Akura felt the Lord would not reveal himself to him because of his lack of that prema. I guess I should read some. How time goes on. Not much time. Words mixed with his birth and activities destroy unlimited sins and vasanas. Thus all suffering is destroyed. This also generated the greatest piety, sumangalai. By this highest happiness is achieved. Su indicates it is indestructible. Even if talks are material or a mundane poetry, if mixed, this is an interesting point. Even if mixed, the mishra, with some topics of the Lord, they have a good effect. This Sanatana Goswami, even if the talks are material or mundane poetry, if it's mixed, vimishra, with some topics of the Lord, they still have good effect, some good effect, obviously. What to speak of topics of the Lord unmixed with other topics? Obviously, it's better. The affix vi, indicates the mixture is deficient or totally mixed. Activities refer to killing putana, etc. Birth indicates his appearance is included among the birth of the various avatars. These topics give life to the world since after birth the forms of the Lord manifest. If living beings are devoid of auspicious qualities, they are almost dead. These topics thus give beauty to the world. There's no auspiciousness in the presence of bad vasanas or the desire for liberation. These words purify the universe, destroying the bad vasanas. There's no qualification necessary. The words affect the whole world. Vai indicates all or means well-known. Topics like the story of Ajamil are meant. I'm going to read some of the verses from the Bhagavatam right now that actually deal with the negative, they're not negative, but they deal with the second point, that if words are not used to glorify the Supreme Personality of God, they're like decorations of a dead corpse. So let's start with 1.5.10 in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very interesting. Yadvachas Chitrapadam Harer Yasho Jagat Pavitram Pravrinita Karichet Tavayasam Tirtham Shanti Manasa Nayatra Hamsa Niramanjushikshayaha. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. So this is in the same mood as the second half of the verse we read today. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. And so then we go to the second canto. As a whole, that I think it's second canto, third chapter, verse 17 to about 22, that deal with this too, like the use... 2.3.17, beginning with 2.3.17, that deal with the uselessness, or in an extreme negative way, dealing with the uselessness of not chanting the glories of the Lord or chanting other things other than the glories of the Lord. So text 2.3.17 is, Ayur Harati Vaipumsam Udayan Ashtam Jayamaso Tasharte Yakshino Nita Uttamashloka Vartiya. Both the rising and setting, by setting the sun decreases the duration of life for everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing the topics of the all good personality of Godhead. And then the next verse is really heavy. Tadava kim na jivanti vastra kim na rishantyuta. Nakadanti namehanti kim grame pashavo pare. Do the trees not live? Do the bellows of the blacksmith not breathe? All around us, do the beasts not eat and discharge semen? So this is showing the futility of not engaging in Krishna consciousness. And if one doesn't, one is acting on the platform of animal life. And then the next verse. Svavid vara hushrakarai samstuta purusha pashu nayat karna patopita jatu nama gadagrasha. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, praise those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer of all evils. So, in other words, even if we're praising people, then we have the qualities, sorry, apply it to myself, of a dog, hog, camel, or an ass. Not even, I mean, this, of course, it also refers to those who don't listen, but if we praise those people who don't listen, then we're like dog, hog, camel, or an ass. It's interesting, isn't it? What to speak of those who don't listen. Here's another one. Text 20. I really love these verses. You know, they're smashing verses. Bile batoru krama vikramam je ashinvata karna putena rasya jivasati dar durikeva suta na chopagayat yurugaya gata. One who has not listened to the messages about the prowess and marvelous acts of the personality of Godhead, and who has not sung or chanted loudly the worthy songs about the Lord, is to be considered to possess ear holes like the holes of snakes, and the tongue, a tongue like the tongue of a frog. So sometimes it's like snake holes where the snakes reside. And then Prabhupada comments that the frog, the reason that tongue of the frog is mentioned, is the frog is croaking, you know, rivet, rivet, rivet. And he actually calls the snakes to come eat him. Now, he's thinking he's calling his girlfriend. So these are wonderful verses. 2-3, next one is 2-3-21. Bara param patta karita shushtam abhyutamang gamna namain mukundam shavokaral no kurute saparyam harerlasa kanchana kankanauva. The upper portion of the body, though crowned with a silk turban, is only a heavy burden if not bowed down before the personality of Godhead, who can award mukti, freedom. And the hands, though decorated with glittering bangles, are like those of a dead man if not engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead, Hari. You know, just really heavy verses in that same mood. And text 22, really nice. Varhariyate te nayane naranam lingani vishnorna nirikshato ye padonrinam tau druma janma bhajau shetrani nanu rajato harir yau. Those eyes, the eyes, which do not look at the symbolic representations of the supreme verse of the personality of Godhead Vishnu, his forms, name, quality, etc., are like those printed on the plumes of a peacock and the legs which do not move to the holy places where the Lord is remembered, are considered to be like tree trunks. So you better join the Krishna conscious movement, engage in Krishna conscious and pure devotional service. And text 23, actually, I think it goes up to text 24. Jivanjava Bhagavat hungri renu najatu marjo vilabeta yastu Sri Vishnu padya manujastu lasya shwasanjabo yastu naveda gandam. That person who has not at any time received the dust of the feet of the Lord's pure devotee upon his head is certainly a dead body. And the person who has never experienced the aroma of the tulasi leaves from the lotus feet of the Lord is also a dead body, although breathing. Heavy statements, isn't it? In other words, if you are not Krishna conscious or engaged in Krishna consciousness, it's useless. Shrama evihi kevalam. Just wasting your time. And of course, we know that, you know, whatever you do, as we were speaking last night in our class, that whatever you do in this world that is not Krishna conscious is ultimately, the children could stay outside until the end of class. I would appreciate it. All right, better not say anything. So anything time that is not Krishna conscious is ultimately lost, and any Krishna conscious activity, swapam apyasha dharmasha, trayate mahato bayat, is never lost. As Krishna says, there's no loss of diminution, and one is saved from the most dangerous type of fear. And finally, text 24. Tadasma sharam rideham batedam yad griyamanar harinama deyai avikriyetata yadavikaro netre jalam gatra ruheshu harshaha. Certainly that heart is steel framed, which in spite of one's chanting the holy name of the Lord with concentration does not change, even when one displays such signs of transformation as tears in the eyes and ecstatic standing of the hairs on the end. So, any questions or comments? We got 2.5 minutes left. Yes? Which verse right now?
The one you just read,
24. Oh, 24, okay. Wait a second, let me go back to that. There's different translations?
Well, the one that you read and the one
you got here. Oh. This is actually taken right from the Veda base. 2.3.24. How does that, what's the state? That's the original one? That's the original one, and this is the edited one.
Can you read that again,
please? The first part is the same. Certainly that heart is steel framed, which in spite of one's chanting the holy name of the Lord with concentration does not change, even one would display such signs of transformation as tears in the eyes and ecstatic standing of the hairs on end. Yeah. Yeah. The heart does not change. So anyway, so that's edited. So this is the Veda base. So this is edited version. Yeah, they mean different things. A lot different. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that controversy. Yeah, he had ecstasy, but he was. Yeah, I would. Anyway. Yeah, I love those. Those who are not Krishna conscious, those who don't go to see the deities, their hearts are steel framed. They're useless. They're like the dead bodies. They'll go. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Namine Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna. Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhayatana Bhaktivedanta Goswami.